Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with the My Lowe's Rewards Credit Card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
After I got hired by the company, I was like, wow, like, I mean, yes, it was worth it. And I don't really regret it, but I just kind of wish I would have, you know, balanced it out a bit more. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I learned about balance until like very recently.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Just Doing Life with your favorite host, Miss Megan. The girl that you probably partially hate because I can't be consistent with this. Okay. I'm sorry, everybody. I have been so horrible. I'm going to attribute it to the fact that I'm a city girl now and I got lots of stuff to be doing other than sitting in my room with the door locked, talking to myself into this microphone. So I apologize and I promise I will get better because I've even noticed that I get, like, sad not talking to strangers, and so I need to keep recording these and putting them out for all of you wonderful listeners or you people who are stalking this podcast, because you want to see what Megaday Wegaday is up to these days. But I apologize. I know I am mad at myself for not following through with these. I was doing such a good time, doing such a good job with recording these, and then, like I said, this move just really threw me for a loop. But I will say, I was listening to this other podcast, Mindset Mentor. He should sponsor me because I talk about him all the time. But this guy, Rob Dial, gives these motivational podcast episodes like every morning. And he was saying how some insane percent, like 95% of podcasters don't make it past the first seven episodes. And you guys, I have like 28, 29, something crazy now. Look, I'm a full-blown podcaster. Can you believe it? I know. And if you're listening, thank you for being a dedicated listener. The fact that I found 28 people, that's a lie. I'd say probably 75% of those were people. But the fact that I made it, you know, to 20 people at least that want to talk to me and share their stories is kind of crazy. So cheers to that. Happy Monday, am I right? Actually, it's Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day, Monday. God, this is all over the place. Anyways, like I said, I've been really busy. I have been just on the move, you know? I was at a wedding last weekend. One of my friends got married. Looked stunning. Here's a story for you guys. You know, a wedding, you get a little drinky drink in your system. And this drinky drinking girl fell down the stairs at the wedding in front of probably 75% of the guests because everyone was lining up to watch the beautiful bride walk down the stairs and through this little tunnel of people. But before they got to see the bride, they got to see Miss Megan falling on her butt. Actually, it wasn't my butt. It was my hip because I fell sideways. I was full-blown horizontal on the floor, staring up into the crowd, made eye contact with a guy I haven't seen in 5 years, and thought, well, shit. So that was a humbling moment. But you know what? I got right back up, dusted the confetti off my pants, my dress, and I just continued the night. And, you know, I cringe about it probably 3 times a day at this point, but it's fine. Anyways, I have a great episode for you today. Marnie, you are wonderful. I'm sorry it took me so long to get this out, but it's out and it's better than ever. And it was a great episode. I thought it was so fun. It was like a very casual, cool conversation. I'm starting to think that I kind of want to take these into a slightly different direction, still with a career mindset, but I do love when they go on these little tangents. So I might try to start more conversation on these random storylines. So yeah, anyways, I hope you guys enjoy. Sorry for the super long intro. I'm annoying. Okay, bye. Here's Marnie. All right, well, let's just kick it off. Hi, everybody. I have Marnie with me tonight. I'm super excited to get to know more about you and your story. So
if you want to just go ahead and kick us off with any sort of background details about yourself, hobbies, interests, where you're from, whatever, you take the floor now.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. I think this is the first time I've ever done anything like this, and it's crazy. I came from like a TikTok, you know. I used to get like one view per video, and I was like my mom, so it's just kind of crazy. So I was born in Mexico, and I lived there for, I'd say, 7 years, I think. And then my mom got a job in Kentucky, of all places. So I moved there. My dad stayed in Mexico. And I grew up in Kentucky, even had like a little bit of a Southern accent. It might come out.
Okay. Got that Southern twang.
Yeah. If I had like too much tequila, then it definitely had like zero control over it. Then I went to school in Chicago, and I couldn't find a job. So I moved back to Kentucky. I was like, no, Kentucky's just like not where I'm meant to be. So mm-hmm. I applied to like every job possible and got one in New York. And it was supposed to be like I would train in New York and then go back to Chicago, but then I just ended up staying in New York.
Okay.
I've been here for like 6 years now.
Very cool. Okay, quick question. I've talked about this with my friends. The New York City bagels, is that like truly the hype? Is it worth it, or it is? Yeah.
Yeah. I love food. And like, I thought you were about to ask me about the pizza.
Oh, because, well, like, we have Chicago deep dish here. So honestly, like, I don't really think about pizza from New York, but the bagels, yeah, on the other hand, videos of it. I'm like, oh my God, they look so good.
I don't know why they taste better, but they do. And it's like a New York snob kind of thing, but
Maybe. I'm just kidding. Well, cool. Awesome. Well, with that, let's talk about your career and everything. So first question, did you go to school by like university, college?
Yeah, I went to a school called,
Well, before we get into that, I just knowing that you went to off to college, I'd love to start off with what you were thinking in high school, kind of where you envisioned your career going, and then kind of how that transitioned into college with your major.
Yeah, I think I didn't really care about college at all at first. Like my grandmother was a professional tennis player back in the day. And then like everybody in my family plays tennis. So I always thought that I was like, oh, I'm going to be professional. I was never good enough to even be close to that. So it's just a hard, you know, coming down to earth after that. But yeah, when I realized, I was like, oh my God, I have to figure like my future out. So I ended up picking the school that I did because I knew the tennis coach there. So I ended up, you know, having to rely on tennis to figure out school because my grades were like never really that great. So I was like terrified of like rejection from schools and stuff like that. So I actually only applied to two schools that I like had scholarship offers for. Definitely don't recommend waiting until like the last minute to figure school out, but I just remember being really like scared and not really knowing. And at that point, I think like everybody was in that like job market where you had to have a degree for everything. I feel like now, especially in tech, you don't even need to have a degree, but at that time you did. So
Yeah, definitely. I think that's actually something that a lot of people do in high school, like athletes specifically. I just had, I don't know if you caught the last episode I put out, but I had a gentleman who came in and was talking a lot about sports and the transition from, you know, college life, playing a sport to just normal adulthood. But anyways, I think that that's like a very niche community, but a lot of people fall into it just because a lot of people are playing those sports growing up and do rely heavily on, you know, choosing a college for wherever they're going to take you, which is good and bad, because I think sometimes it can narrow your selection down a little bit and you might not be able to explore what your other passions are just because you're driven so much by sports. But it sounds to me like it works out in your favor.
It did work out. I mean, I was able to graduate like debt free and all of that. I can't say it's like the best number one school ever, but you know, I learned how to do everything I needed to for my current job. And one thing that, you know, I'm very like, I believe strongly, is that you don't learn everything in school. Like you learn so much more on the job. And so, you know, like, that's why I'm like very pro, you don't need to go to school. I mean, I think it's really great to learn, but it's just, I don't think it's like do or die how it was when I was going to school.
Definitely. Yeah, so tell me, what did you major in college?
I majored
in something silly.
No, I majored in computer science.
Okay.
Because like I knew I had to pick a major and I was like, I don't want to go in undecided. Like I just want to pick something and just finish it. And basically to decide, I just Googled like the highest paying major.
Oh my. And you landed on computer. I was gonna say, if you're just going in to choose something, why on earth would you like choose computer science? My God, I think that'd be my absolute last selection. I'd rather go into like general business than literally just like a computer. Oh my God. Good for you though.
Really went in for it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, so it worked out, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like it. So were the classes engaging? Like, were you interested in it once you got into it? And then you were kind of like, oh, wow, that was kind of lucky that I got there.
Yeah, I mean, I've always, like, loved, like, games. Like, not, like, diehard video games, but I had a Game Boy and a PlayStation. And
she's a gamer, everybody.
No, I absolutely not. Like, and so I remember like liking those kinds of things, and I also really like value simplicity and like mm-hmm. automation and those kinds of things. So I remember at one point I even like leaned so hard into it that I was like, I'm gonna do my master's in Italy and in robotics and stuff like that. I'm like, who is that person? I did not do that, but like, you know, I'm one of those people that's like all or nothing. So I was like, I had nothing. And then I was like, okay, I'm all in on this computer science stuff. And
That's so classes, cool.
The classes were interesting. It's kind of like learning a new language. It's mm-hmm. just, you don't have accents. You have like semicolons and.
Yeah. Listen, I tried coding in an internship 2 years ago, and I think I started balding from it. So I'm going to respect your decision to go computer science, and I'm happy for you that it worked out, but you will not convince me that it is the path for everybody. Okay. Well, so you fell into computer science just kind of accidentally, and then take me through like senior year. What were your prospects coming out of college?
Oh my gosh, I had no prospects because, again, I have this like love-hate relationship with tennis because it's like giving me everything, mm-hmm. but also it's taken away everything that I could have had, you know, like I think I could have gone maybe to a better school or whatever. But senior year, I was just worried about like my freaking winning record. Like all I cared about was winning my stupid matches, even though like in the grand scheme of things didn't matter. But then when I was about to graduate, I was like, oh my God, I have to find a job so I can keep my apartment and my life here in Chicago. And ultimately I moved home because I couldn't find a job because every summer I had spent in Mexico with my family, like playing tennis, like all mm-hmm. summer.
So no like internships to kind of give you some sort of accreditation. Yeah.
And then like at that time it was, I want to say 2016, and I actually had to go like a summer semester to finish one credit or whatever. And it was at the time where like we were outsourcing a lot of like tech jobs to India. I mean, I know we still are, but like at that time it felt like every single job was like outsourced to India, mm-hmm. or like they required a ton of years of experience for like entry level positions. So, you know, I was just like, oh shoot, like what am I supposed to do? Like I don't have any experience. So mm-hmm. that's why like when I moved home, I just like started applying for like, I wouldn't even like Google computer science. I would just like look up tech or like data or anything like super, super vague. I was like, I just need to start somewhere. And I know I can work my butt off to get somewhere right. from there.
Right. Okay. So you were just pretty much just scrambling for whatever. Okay. Yeah. I feel like that's how so many people are. And I love it because, well, I love it and hate it because it is probably so frustrating coming out of school, feeling like you busted your ass for 4 years and it's going nowhere. Because I think kind of like what you said, it's almost just an underlying assumption that if you get a 4-year degree, you have a job. And unfortunately, that's not the case. And it takes a lot more than just, I mean, connections, networking is half of it. And there could be people who might not be nearly as qualified as you, but just know the right people, which, I mean, I also think that that's also a great way to get a job. So like, it is what it is. But I can understand the frustration coming out of that thinking, oh my God, what did I just do with 4 years of my life? And I'm, you know, scrambling, looking for whatever. So I appreciate the, like the grit to just kind of look for whatever, wherever. So what did you end up landing on then?
I landed this like job or this interview with a consulting company, and it's not like those consulting companies like McKinsey or like big four big consulting. Four, yeah. It was just kind of like a company that would train people. Like you'd spend like 2 months training and like these basic skills that people were looking for, and then you would go on interviews with their clients. So
kind of sounds like recruiting almost. Was it
almost? Yeah.
Okay, so what was your role then?
Well, they recruited me, I guess, or I, like, we connected, and they're recruiting talent so that they can, you know, send these consultants out to companies that are way cheaper than, like, hiring, you know, like a consultant from Ernst & Young or, you know, like BCG or something like
that. So you would continue working for them, but, like, be a consultant to external clients.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Sorry. I got confused there. I was confused if you were being, like, sent off them to go apply for a new job, but okay. So you got, your job was to get trained in a specific area, mm-hmm. and then they ship you off to, you know, whatever company.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. And how was that? Did you like it? Was it up your alley? Was it computer science at all?
It was still, like, tech, but mine was, like, my track was, like, focused more around, like, project management in tech. So that was, like, my first job, like, with the third party company. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean, I think I would not have the job that I have today had I not gotten my foot in the door through this company. So I would 100% do it again. Like I said, in that moment, I just felt like I just needed to get somewhere, and I needed to out of Kentucky.
And so sorry to interrupt you really quick, but how long after you graduated was it that you started working?
Okay, so after I finished the extra, like, credit that
semester,
I needed,
yeah,
in August, and then I moved in October.
Oh, so you weren't scrambling for too long. That's good. I'm sitting here thinking, like, oh, she was, like, really struggling for a couple of months here.
But okay, that's one, that one class over the summer, it felt like it was just, like, I don't know, like an afterthought. I mean, actually, that was my favorite class ever, but it wasn't like going to school full time. So, like, that whole time,
I see,
it felt like longer than it actually was.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Also, I'm, like, extremely dramatic. So, like, even the slightest, it feels
like real. You and me both. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you started this job. How long did you stay there for?
I stayed about a year, I think.
Okay.
And then I got hired by the company that I was, like, consulting at.
Interesting. Okay. Walk me through that. How did those conversations start? What kind of got you to make that connection?
I think it's, like, one of, like, my greatest qualities and my worst qualities, that I just get really, like, attached to the things that I do. Like, I'm just so driven off of, you know, success. And I think that's maybe, like, the whole being an athlete thing. It's like, mm-hmm. wins or losses, you see everything that way. So I just remember being obsessed with, like, making it in like corporate America. And so I just, I truly, like, gave everything up except for, like, trying my hardest to, like, make my bosses or, like, their life easier so that they would want to hire me. Cause ultimately, you know, you ideally spend, like, I think 2 years in a consulting company, and then, you know, you look to either move out or go into the company that you were working at.
Is that, like, a company type of culture, or is that just the culture of the people that show up there? If that makes sense. Like, do they encourage that? Or is that something that you just kind of went in thinking, I'm going to, you know, make my way up to promotion, and the second I'm about to, like, make that next level, or I do make that next level, then I'm getting out of here for that higher pay raise.
Yeah. I think that company would have liked to keep you there. Obviously they make more money, but I think, you know, just the percentages would be more in my favor. Like, if you work, it's like cutting out the middleman, you know, like I owed my, you know, my initial connection to this other company for the introduction or whatever. But, you know, I wanted to
get that's for you. Yeah.
Just so I could get paid more.
Absolutely.
So expensive.
Like, oh, totally.
Like, my mom still doesn't really fully get it. Like, she knows it's expensive, but, like, it's just so expensive.
Yeah. Like, yeah, totally. You made a comment that I'd like to go back to, just elaborate a little bit more on. You said that you gave up everything. What do you mean by that? We're, like, socially, I'm sorry. I just realized I, like, leaned back and I looked, like, so small in this camera. That's probably so weird. I'm, like, usually I'm at a desk, but I'm in a bed right now. So I, like, have a little bit more, like, freedom to move, but sorry. Okay. So anyways, yeah. Tell me what did you mean by giving it all up to make it in the corporate world?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm not gonna say like I gave up my social life per se, because a lot of like corporate America is going out drinking with coworkers and like making connections. So it really like that really became kind of my strategy. And you went into like networking a little bit before. It's like that's so important with how you get your next job. And you know, so I just wanted to make connections with every possible person that I could. And also I wanted to, like, I work crazy hours. I remember, like, it wasn't, they weren't asking me to work crazy hours, but I just knew that, like, if I work like an extra hour, I could get X percent more done, or get something more perfect or close to perfect. And, you know, I'm a perfectionist. And so like, I became obsessed with perfection and obsessed with, you know, the rewards of, or the benefits of doing a good job. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, if I do enough good things or enough perfect things, and I'll get hired by this company.
Did you feel like drowning in work at any point, or were you just so focused on the goals that you had that it didn't really matter to you?
I think it didn't really matter to me at the time. In retrospect, I feel like it was probably a little much, and that's kind of how I feel with everything in my life. Like, I remember I gained like, I don't know, like 50 or 60 pounds, like something ridiculous. Like, obviously you stop training, you stop, and you're just sitting at a desk all day. So it just became, I think, like, after I got hired by the company, I was like, wow, like, I mean, yes, it was worth it. And I don't really regret it, but I just kind of wish I would have, you know, balanced it out a bit more. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I learned about balance until like very recently, even.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm always so intrigued because I've started to realize, like, for myself, that like when I reflect on who I am as a person, I have never, I mean, I did like grind really hard in college. Like, I also was an athlete. Like, I took a buttload of classes, like stupid number of majors, whatever. And I've just never felt that I've had the ability to grind it out like that, because I don't know, it's just something that like, I've always been someone that's like, well, there's like life still, like I still need to do life, you know? And I think that's held me back a little bit, because I forget that when you are passionate about something like you are, that you can put in, like, if you're really ambitious, like you can do it. And I think a lot of people don't give themselves enough credit, because you obviously did it for the year that you were working with that company, grinded it out, got that next position with the company you were working for. And then after, realize like, holy shit, I just did that. And I think that's something that so many people do. Like, I know I'm capable of things, but I think it's like the fear of making that next goal. So I guess I'm curious, when you made this goal of yours to get hired by this company, what, I mean, other than the goal itself, was there anything that you had to like, you know, put on yourself to keep going, if that makes sense? Like, was it truly the goal itself of getting hired that kept you waking up every day? Cause I know some people are like, I have my goals. I wake up in the morning, I read it, I know what I want, but I feel like that's not enough for some people.
No, I mean, I think like I always put a lot of unnecessary pressure on myself, and that's kind of what keeps me driven. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want to say that like the way that I've done it is probably the way that everybody should do it. If I could do it again, I would try to be more balanced. But once I got hired by the company, it was like, I'm really bad about this. Like, I actually, like, I'll reach a goal and then I'm like, I'll celebrate, say, that day or that week. And then I'm like, okay, next goal is this. Just like keep going. So it's like, you know, you don't like almost appreciate what you just did. It's like, wow, I just did that. Or like, you know, and I think it's really important to celebrate your wins. And sometimes I don't celebrate them enough, and sometimes I celebrate them too much. So I struggle.
That's not a thing. Okay. Awesome. So take me through then. You got the role at the new company. You're grinding that out. What comes next?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was like, okay, I have to prove my worth. Like, yeah, they hired me full time. I have to prove that like they didn't make a mistake. And then shortly after I got hired full time, my direct manager went to go work for a startup, and sorry, almost died. my boss, she went to a startup, and the startup, I mean, it was like the startup-y time of, I don't know, of like the world, I guess, like everything was a startup. And I mean, it still is, but I think like, it was just like such like a hot idea.
That's a new concept. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh my God, I want to be that startup girl or whatever, you know, like I worked in corporate America. I was like, it's a bit stuffy, blah, 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 you know, whatever. And so then she ended up asking me to go with her a few months later. So like just after I got hired full time, I left to go to this startup. And
okay,
it's a lot. It's actually, it's part of like the most, it's probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my career was like leave a team that like had just worked so hard to convert me. And you know, I spent so much time kicking off my career there. But I was like so loyal to my manager and I thought that that was the right move. And this, the difference between startups and like corporate America is that like, I mean, obviously I'm sure you've heard, but like startups are kind of chaotic. Like they have really great ideas, but it's like everything is from scratch and starting new.
There's not a structure yet.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I didn't realize how much I needed the structure. So it wasn't so much that I didn't like the startup. It's just that I needed structure to be productive and I really missed that like order. So I ended up leaving the startup 9 months after I was there.
Okay.
But it was like a boot camp. Like I felt like I learned so much because you mm-hmm. just have to do so many things.
Like so many things within across different roles or just in the new industry. So across different roles.
Yeah, it was like, it was a completely new industry. It was like, it was like a recycling startup. So it was something I was passionate about. And it was like, what was my role? It was like technology analyst. So it was like very vague. So I had to do a lot of different things from like just everything, like whether like somebody's computer wasn't working, I would have to help, you know, fix that, even though that's not what I like specialize in. So I was just like,
gotcha. I see.
So it was just
dabbling kind of in a little bit of everything. That's that's very interesting to know because I'm not going to lie. Like I think TikTok makes the startup look so glamorous and I'm sure it really is for a lot of people. And I'm sure there's, like you said, there's great things to learn at startups, but I never thought about the structure aspect of it because I know myself, like I like some sort of structure. So I can imagine that being kind of daunting, especially still kind of new in your career. I mean, what, that's only 2.5 years out yeah. of like big adult life. So I can imagine. Yeah. Okay. So you left after 9 months and then where did you go after that?
I went back to the original.
Yeah. Wow. It comes full circle. Nice. So obviously they weren't pissed.
Yeah. Honestly, If anybody's listening and they leave their job, like do not burn bridges. Like, honestly, like they were fantastic when I left and they were fantastic when I came back. So
I'm curious. So how did you like reach out and be like, yo, I miss you guys. Like take me back.
I was really close with like my manager's manager when I was still at that company. And so we would catch up every now and then. And so I was like, we should get dinner sometime soon. And then we had dinner and he asked me, he's like, how's everything going? And you know, like when you're like on the verge of like,
did you firing. Do a meltdown?
Oh, full meltdown.
Oh my God. Did you really? No, I'm like imagining like the conversation with your ex when you see like your ex out in public and you're like trying to like play it cool and then all of a sudden it's like, no, my life is a wreck. I miss you. Take me back.
Yeah. And like back then I was just like so ashamed that I had left and I felt like it was a failure. But honestly, I couldn't have the job that I have today or the job I went back for if I didn't go to that startup. Mm-hmm. It was
absolutely
like learning so much. And it really took me up until like this past year to really come to terms with that because I was just like, I just felt so much shame and like, I don't know, I felt really disloyal, even though like I left because I was like so fiercely loyal to my manager at the time. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
anyway, they took me back.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. Yeah. And then, yeah. So then I came back and I was with them for like 4 years, I think.
Oh, so you stayed for more than a hot second. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
I have to prove myself, prove my loyalty, bend over backwards for them. And I did. And it really, you know, people say like, oh, if they say it's like a family at work, like, you know, red flag. But honestly, it was like a family. Like,
do people actually say that? I love like a good work culture. I think that makes it, I mean, you're spending 40 hours plus a week there. They better treat you nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really did feel so at home. And then finally, like, well, not finally, like last year I got put up for promotion. So you get promoted only once, like everybody gets promoted only once a year. So it happens okay. in January, but it's like a really long process. throughout the year. So it like kicks off around this time, and then you get put up in front of committees, and like a lot of people talk about like whether you should be or not. Mm-hmm. So you find out in January, and then this past January I found out I got promoted, and they got my mom on the call and my best friend on. That's the video.
That's the thing I'm saying. I'm like, yeah, like getting goosebumps thinking about it again.
Yeah. So it's like, how many people do you know? Like they would bring their mom. Like my mom's in Kentucky and she couldn't even get in the Zoom. So my boss ended up like FaceTiming her and like holding her up on the thing.
Oh my gosh.
They like truly went above and beyond, and they truly have been amazing. And, you know, I talked to other of my friends and like, they just don't really have that work culture. Mm-hmm. So it's something I like super, super value at this company.
Yeah. Okay. And so that's where you're at now with this new
kind of,
I would say, isn't there some sort of like side thing that you're doing or something?
No. So I just quit my job, but for like an internal mobility thing. So
okay,
I'm just like moving departments and.
Okay. Oh, so moving. You're still with the same company.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I was like, wait, you just hyped up this company. You're going to be teasing my listeners. I can't post this. You're throwing them for a loop. Okay. Same company, just different position.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a different department, but it's like, just like after working with them for a couple of like weeks, it's like, it feels like a different like business almost. Like the culture is still pretty similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's still great, but it's just, it's like working for a completely different company, but it's just a different like.
Yeah. And you're liking it?
Yeah, it's just a lot. It's not really as techie as any of the jobs that I have done in the past. Mm-hmm. It's more about like program management and strategy. So my other jobs have been more around like developing things, and I don't think I ever said like what I do. Like I specialize in data visualization. So get tons of data and like make, like tell a story.
Pretty with pictures.
Make sense of it basically. So now I've basically not given it up fully, but like now I'm focusing more on like strategic initiatives and program managing like big tech initiatives across like multiple departments. So
very cool.
It's just like completely different than anything I've ever done. So I'm like mm-hmm. really scared, but really excited.
But that's like, I feel like that's when the best things come out of life, when you jump into things that are new and a little bit scary, you know, you got a little bit of nerves around it, but it's a good change. That's awesome. That's so exciting. And like you said before, I think it's so important to realize how I'm a big, big believer that everything happens for a reason. So all the crazy jumps, all the tennis that you played in the summers, like as big of a pain in the ass as it seems, and like how it might've set you up to not necessarily pursue something you maybe wanted originally. Like, I think it all works its way out, and you puts the right people in your life, puts the right people in your path, makes a good connection. So that's so exciting. That is awesome. And I love hearing about your amazing culture at work. My goodness.
Oh my gosh, my cat is like now trying to join the Zoom, but go away.
bring him in. That is so cool though. Yeah, I love this.
I think so important. I never really, like, I thought it was just like a buzzword that people used to say. It's like, oh, the culture at work is great. I'm like, whatever that means. But like, you know, you truly feel that. And just like being mm-hmm. gone and coming back, like I felt that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So when you were spending like the 3 to 4 years in that role or in that department, before you changed quite a bit, nothing against you. I'm sorry. That sounded so judgmental. I did not mean it. No. Listen, I'm like a sporadic, like ADD. Like I need something new all the time. So I am probably going to be doing the same thing here shortly. But with that being said, so you were saying, oh shoot, this meeting will end. Oops. Okay. Sorry. Well, we got a little warning on my screen. I don't know if you got it on your screen too.
10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. I'll start talking even faster. Just kidding. I already talked fast. What was I saying? Oh, okay. So you were like switching around, like kind of frequently at the beginning of your career. And then you had that little stint where it was, you know, 3 to 4 years in that one mm-hmm. role. Did you at all feel like monotony in the day to day, or like you kind of get bored of it?
Not really. It was an operations role. And so every day brought like a new challenge almost. But there towards the end, when I was thinking about leaving or not, I did feel like just really comfortable in what I was doing. I was like, I don't feel like I need to, and not that I don't need to, but I felt like I just wasn't growing or learning as mm-hmm. fast as I once was. And I'm very impatient. So I felt like in tech, you don't want to get like stuck and you don't want to get left behind. You always want to be learning. So I felt like I just needed to be pushed out of my comfort zone and into something like crazy like that again. So
gotcha. So that's kind of what spurred that decision to move.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Just curious, because I know that sometimes when you're sitting in the same role, it can, some people love it though. And I think like that's not everyone needs to follow that path. And obviously that's what I try to strive here on the podcast, is that everyone's story looks different and you know, do what's best for you. But it does sound right up your alley to want something new, want something exciting. So that's awesome. Well, Marnie, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this evening. Really appreciate it and excited that we finally got to connect, and you've been so wonderful. So can't thank you enough. Anything else you want to mention here before I let you go?
No, I think
awesome. do you want to plug your, I don't know how like much you like attracting people to your TikTok, but if you're welcome to put it on here. I always think it's like, I feel like people want to see like the TikToks that I find so many people on social media. It's kind of disturbing, but so go ahead and plug it here.
It's Hangry Marn, H-A-N-G-R-Y Marn.
Something we can all relate to.
Yeah. It's like I'm always grumpy. And so like I created a blog when COVID started, and I was gonna like write about like all these recipes and stuff. No, that failed.
It's because you didn't have a Y attached to it.
I literally did not care. Now I order meals 3 times a day, waste all the money on it. It's fine, but I still get hangry, so <I'm stuck.
laughs> Love it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I was gonna like do a little send off, but then I was thinking I can't pause this without this thing ending. So anyways, but I will connect with you when I get this uploaded and everything, and hope to stay connected thereafter. Network with me. Come on. Yeah. Follow me on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'll talk to you later, Marty.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye. All right, everybody, I'm not even going to bother you with an intro of my thoughts, because I think I vocalized my thoughts pretty much throughout the entire episode. I also think that I was a little bit of a bully, maybe not a bully, but I was a little bit more friendly, or just like pretending I knew Marnie really well. And I realized I was making some jokes that maybe I should have toned it down a little bit. God, sometimes I forget that like you can't bully strangers, even though it wasn't bullying. I was just picking fun, you know? God. Anyways, great episode. I hope it brightened your day, your Memorial Day, and maybe you're listening to this hungover and this is stirring, bringing you back to life, you know? Anyways, happy Monday, everybody. As always, follow What Now Megan on Instagram, on TikTok, on Just Doing Life, Spotify.com. That's definitely not a URL, but anyways, goodbye. I'm sick of myself.